Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. What a hallelujah day it is. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that there's a word from the Lord on today. Glory to God. Thank you again, my listeners, for tuning in. We're going to have a glorious day in the Lord, no matter what's going on and how it looks or what it looked like. We're still going to praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead with our announcement. First of all, I want to, if you did not listen on yesterday, we had Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. An awesome, awesome show on yesterday. The show was pre-recorded. You can go back and hear it on demand, but I like it fresh out of the oven. I mean, it was an awesome show on yesterday. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, like I said, you can go back and hear it on demand. It was just awesome, awesome, and awesome. There's no other word for it but awesome. And you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you tune in, and if you miss it, you can also go back on demand and listen to it. Amen. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You can get you some water, Sprite, coffee, tea, Coke, whatever it may be. And you'll be listening to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased her book, she is an author. So go ahead and go on Amazon and purchase your book. She has the instructions on her Facebook page, and you can't go wrong, amen. If you don't know how to go on Facebook, amen, or you don't have Facebook pages, well, you can contact me or any of the members of the Wild Team, and we will get you the instructions. We will even get you to her so she can tell you how you can purchase a book. But I want you to get it. Amen. Glory to God. It's the Heart Reflections, and she's waiting on you. Amen. If there's anything that you need, amen, you can call her up and tell her what you want. Amen. She'll show you how to do it. Glory to God. She's also, amen, will show you and walk you through the steps on how to go ahead and publishing your own book. Yes, she'll do that too. So if you want to contact her, you can get in touch with any of us on the Wild Team, and we will get you in touch with her. And I want to encourage you, tune in on Tuesday night. We have the Power Impact Team, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Every Tuesday night, one word from the Lord. Glory to God. It all it takes sometimes is just one word from the Lord. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go ahead and inbox them and tell them what you need. Amen. Just call them up. Tell them what you want. Hallelujah. And they will get back in touch with you. We don't want nobody left behind in this season. You know, a lot of times people aren't looking at everything that's going on around them, but there are some things that's going on around them besides, you know, COVID-19, you know, the focus now is COVID-19. When you're taking your eyes off Jesus, amen, but knowing that everything that's going on, amen, he can, at the snap of his finger, he can solve it. So, you know, amen, make sure you keep your focus in this season. You know, people are taking their mind off their children and just letting them do anything and everything, but keep your mind on your children. Make sure, parents, that you watch your children. Don't get so caught up in COVID that you forget about other things. Glory to God. There has to be a balance. Because I was looking on something earlier in a site where, you know, a young girl had been, you know, taken. Hallelujah. That's because I was telling somebody about it a couple of weeks ago. I said, see, they're going to take their mind off other things, amen, and put it straightly on COVID. But see, you got to remember all things that whenever you are asleep and you're over there just thinking about this one thing, then the devil is busy over here taking and doing anything he want to do. So remember, you got to have a balance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch your children and watch them close. Glory to God. Don't allow them out of your sight. And don't just let them go off, amen, any and everywhere. I won't charge y'all for that message. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to also encourage you to still give. Don't draw back just because you think, okay, well, we're going through some hard times. And, you know, if you've given $5 and that's all you got, then you've given all you got. He's going to bless you, amen, glory to God, because you know you have a sincere heart to give, and he will give you even the more to give. So don't forget to give what you can and watch God grow you and where you can give even the more. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. We want you to come on and be partners. And in being partner, it's only $25 or more. Come and join us, and you will get many, many, many perks from Monday all the way down through Sunday, and it starts all over again. So I encourage you, don't stop your giving, because now is a crucial time to continue to give. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. Amen. I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead, amen, and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. If you press the 1, I will bring you in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. And while I'm opening us up in prayer, you can turn to 2 Kings chapter 8, and I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for one glorious day that you have allowed us, God, to be in your presence, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your comfort, peace, love, and joy, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to watch over, Lord God, and protect those, Lord God, who are out in the highways and the byways, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, give them the strength that they need to keep on keeping on, Lord, to climb every mountain, oh God, because we know that there's no mountain too high, Lord God, that you can't get them over, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing all across the nation, as you're yet healing minds, Lord God, as you're yet fixing their mindset to pray and not without ceasing, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray for the children of this season, oh God. Lord, put your angels around them, your hedge of protection to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we call down the fire of the Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus to intervene, Lord God, on everything that's going on wrong, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for our presidents, our government, oh God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for every decision that they make, that they come to you first and seek your face, Lord, and seek your understanding, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh God, that you have allowed us to come together, Lord God, just one more time in your presence, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that's listening here on today, Lord God, that you would give them clear understanding of the word of God, Lord, and let them know not to turn around, because it's too late now to turn around. You need to turn towards you, Lord God, and continue to pray each and every day to seek your face, Lord, without ceasing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We still serve a right now in our own time, God, regardless of what's going on. You got to remember, stay focused. Don't lose your focus. Don't get your focus mixed up. Amen. Well, what's really important? Even though we know things, you know, the devil try to work in your mind. Yes, he do. Try to bring all kinds of stuff in your mind. Yes, he does. And get you off track. Don't let him do it. Glory to God. Continue to pray. Continue to read the word of God. Meditate on what it means to you and how you can apply it to your everyday life to bring change. But you don't want to stay the same. You want to continue to strive and to go higher in the Lord. So continue to keep your mind on him. He said, if you keep your mind on me, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on thee. So what do you want? You want the peace of God to rest on your mind. So you got to keep your mind focused and stay in the Lord. You know, some say, well, yeah, I read a scripture a day. Yes, that's good. That's fine. That's lovely, you know. But there ought to come a time when you want to read more than just a scripture a day. Do you think, okay, just think, if God gives you one, just one thing, amen, if you ask him for, and he gives you that one thing and don't give you nothing else, amen, let's say for 30, 40 years, well, what do you think? Well, Lord, I've been asking this for a long time. Well, you're still reading that one scripture a day. That's what you're giving me, so I'm going to give you just this one thing. Now, what if he just shut down and just give you that one thing, and all you're going to read is one scripture? Yes, you start out like that, but you don't get to stay there. You got to climb higher. You got to strive to go higher in him. Hallelujah. You know, some strive to go higher in their jobs and get higher pay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't leave out, amen, glory to God, the one, amen, that can get you there, glory to God. You know, that song said, I'll take you there, and he will take you there. So don't leave him out. So many times, amen, we leave God out of the equation. Hallelujah. You know, you always say, well, I did this, I did that, and I did. No, nothing happened unless God allows it to happen. Hallelujah. You can be working on that same job for the next 20, 30, 40 years until you finally say, well, you know, I've had enough and retired, and then what? Still nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But understand, when you seek his face and continue to seek his face, then guess what? He's going to set the stage for you. When you get ready to retire, then you can retire with ease. You can retire with peace. Glory to God. That's what you do. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message on the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading, like I said, from 2 Kings chapter 8. And the title of my message is Regaining What You Lost. How many want what you lost? You know, sometimes people leave marriages and they go with. Sometimes they don't take nothing, you know. Think about it. Sometimes people leave jobs and they don't get anything. They try to hold their stuff up. Glory to God. But you know what? Amen. You're going to regain what you lost. Hallelujah. Everything that you lost, even during the years, amen. If you lost your peace, you're going to get it back. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may have lost a friend that was really dear to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, guess what he's going to do? He's going to give you another friend. Glory to God. He's going to replace that one, because if you lost them, then they probably weren't your real friend anyway. Glory to God. Let's get on into message. Regaining what you lost. Amen. Then spake Elijah unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wherever thou canst. Sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. See, he was telling his woman, see what he had did. He had already restored her son back to life. Her son died, and Elijah brought him back to life. So you know this woman, and already she was there whenever he did this. Now you know her. Come on now. She had to have faith to know that this is a true man of God. So where is your faith, amen, today? Do you use your faith when you see God do some miraculous things in your life, whenever the prophet, amen, or whoever tells you that things are going to happen? Do you believe them, glory to God, or do you not? And you say, well, they told me this going to happen, but it has not happened. Well, once the word of God is released in your life, then you have to contend to the faith. What I mean, you'll have to say, well, Lord, now you sent your word through your prophet, and they gave me this word, but it ain't came to pass yet. So, Lord, I'm still going to stand on this word until it come to pass. Don't let go of it until it come to pass. That's what I mean. You got to hold fast to the confession of your faith. So you have to continue to confess it, amen, until it comes to pass. And then after it comes to pass, then you can go on to something else that he's promised you. But sometimes we don't get the promises of God because we can't hold fast, amen, and contend to the faith that lies within us. You've got to contend to it. Well, Lord, you said I was going to have a job, another job, Lord God. Lord, I ain't got now yet. I'm still in the same old job. Well, did you pray and did you continue to give him back his word? He said, put me in remembrance of my word. You know, he said, do this in remembrance of me. So what are you supposed to do? Put him in remembrance of his word. You know, some say, you know, well, I can't talk to him like that. Oh, yes, you can. If you can talk to people every day, then you can by certainly talk to the Lord our God just like that. and he'll listen. Glory to God. Now, don't go talking no crazy stuff. I'm just saying, you know. Well, Lord, I know. Now, look, you got a brain, Mr. Pat. No, don't go with that attitude. Because, I can't promise you what's going to happen. But don't go with that attitude. Just say, Lord, just told me to put you in remembrance of your words. So I'm making you reminding you that this is what you told me. Okay? That's okay. And right here, Elijah had go ahead and he had healed the young boy. He had brought him back to life. The woman saw it. But see, she had faith to believe that he could do it. So while he was there trying to bring him back to life, understand, her faith was there saying, I know he could do it. Because just think, if she didn't think that he could do it, then she probably said, okay, just leave him alone. No, you can't bring him back. He's dead. He's through. He's gone. Go ahead. He's dead. He's dead and he's done. So, but she didn't. Elijah brought her son back to life. And then he told him that there was going to be a famine in the land for 7 years. Understand, this famine came because, amen, the Israelites had turned away from God. They had turned to the left, glory to God. In other words, they had abandoned the faith. They had abandoned religion. Whenever they led them out of Egypt, when Moses led them out of Egypt, they was up there building all them graven images out of all these cows and making all this stuff, amen, to go ahead and worship, amen, instead of worshiping the Lord thy God. You know, some people worship their cars, that's their God. Some people worship their money, that's their God. Some people, amen, worship their children. That's their God. Glory to God. But you have to be careful about that. God is first in everything. It don't matter what. Hallelujah. Once your child, amen, God gives you a child, yeah, you take care of them. You do what you're supposed to do for them as a parent. Yes, you do. But you give them also back to the Lord. Don't worship him, because you know what? Certain things will happen. I just put it like that. Glory to God. He will take them away. Glory to God. But you don't want that to happen. You give them to the Lord and you leave them there, but you, as a parent, you stand strong and do what you're supposed to do. Well, he said, have no other God before me. And see, they were giving all them images and all them different things over there. They were billing and worshiping. Come on, man. Glory to God. So he sent this famine. He sent this famine. You know, some things come to make you stronger. Glory to God. And some things come to make you better, not bitter. But sometimes you get bitter in the transition because you're thinking God ain't working. But guess what? He's working, and he's working for everybody. Glory to God. He ain't just working for me. He ain't just working for you. He's working for those in Mexico. He's working for those all across the nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So within this famine, there wasn't going to be any food, no food. There wasn't going to be, amen, no squash, no okra, glory to God, no peas, no butter beans, hallelujah, no Rice Krispies, there wasn't going to be nothing, potato chips, none of that, amen. And as someone always tell me when I said potatoes, they said potatoes, okay, glory to God, hallelujah, it wasn't going to be none of that in that land. So you know that land was going to be a famine, and so it was going to be barren, glory to God, nothing over there. Hallelujah. So let's move on. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. So you see, when he told her to get out of that land, you know, she didn't change any words. The reason she didn't, because she'd already seen the miracle that he's doing. So why not believe him, amen? Because she was still serving God. In order for her to move out like she did, she had to be still serving the Lord, glory to God. Everybody in that little land might have been, you know, some might have been turned against him, but she understood that only God can do what he just did and raise my son. And he told her, listen, you get, take your family and go. He didn't tell her where to go. He said, go any place you want to go. But right here in this land, there's going to be a famine. Now understand, think about it. Her faith, amen, in him and what he was saying. She moved out. She took her family and she left. She left that place for 7 years. So understand, there wasn't no fat cows. The cows were skinny. Think about it, there was no water and none of that. None of that going on in that land. It was a famine. So that means there wasn't going to be enough to eat. Hey, man, they were going to have a little bit to eat, but it wasn't going to be enough to eat. They were going to be barely making it by. Don't you know sometimes people just barely on get by street? That's it. That is not the way God wants you to live, on barely get by street. He don't. He wants you to have more than enough. But you got to apply yourself a little bit more and pray a little bit more and read his word a little bit more. Come on now. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to shake some stuff loose, because it's not natural, amen, for you to be in lack, and, you know, people have to pray you in food and pray different things in. You know, come on now. Glory to God. You have to take a look back at yourself and see if it's something you're doing that's causing this, because you could cause your own family by not doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. You know, paying your tithes, pay your offering, then guess what? Every time you get money, it's going to be like holding your bucket. It's something going to come up to take it. Hallelujah. Excuse me. So that's what you really got to do. Amen. So she left. She went over to the Philistines and stayed over there 7 years, because he told her this famine was going to last 7 years. So you need to go, take your family, and go. And she did. Now, whenever a prophet releases a word to you and you know it, you know it's of God, because guess what? It's going to bring you confirmation. It's going to bring you some peace and, you know, some things that's been going on. And, you know, I'm wondering why, Lord, why? And then after they bring you that confirmation, amen, glory to God, guess what? You're going to know it's Lord, it's God. You're going to know it. Just like she knew that what he was saying, it was true, because he had just healed the family. He had just healed the son. Let's move on. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 3. And it came to pass at the 7 year end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. Okay, after the 7 years, look what she did. She came back to ask him for her stuff back. Glory to God. Now just think, she was gone 7 years away from that. You know, the king had done took her house, and he done rented it out, and he probably done, amen, he might have planted some crops. They might have grew a little something, glory to God. Everything, hallelujah, on that land, glory to God. He done got money from it and everything, and she going to come back after 7 years now and ask for it back. What do you think about that? Glory to God. She had faith enough to believe. If I come back and ask him, you know, by the Lord, amen, by God, he going to give it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why she came back and asked him back. She said, hold up, wait a minute. She was thinking, now, hold up. If the man of God told me to leave this land for 7 years, then you know what? After 7 years was over, she went back to get her stuff back. See, she went back to regain what she had lost. She left. She went back to get it back. So what she did, she went and asked the king, you know, yes, I was gone. I had to leave because there was a famine in the land, hallelujah. And she might didn't know how she was going to feed her children. So I had to go somewhere else where I know that, you know, some milk and honey, hallelujah, and not some dried up corn stalks. So I had to go over here with some milk and honey. So now I'm coming back, amen, to get my stuff back. How many of you, amen, want to get your stuff back? You know, sometimes people walk away from marriages and different things, amen, and sometimes they leave it all. They'll leave it all, you know, just to get out, because they can't take it no more. Glory to God. And then sometimes people say, well, you left everything. You know, sometimes people just want some peace in their life. And yes, they'll leave it. They'll leave everything just to have some peace in their life. Glory to God. So don't judge. If you don't know, don't judge. You're on the outside looking in. Glory to God. So you don't really know. Let's move on. Verse 4. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elijah has done. So he went to tell him, you know, that Elijah, you know, had healed the young boy, brought him back to life and all that different stuff. And he told those people to leave and go to another land, you know, because there was going to be a famine. He went on and on telling them all the great stuff that Elijah had said, Elijah has done, and it was coming to pass. Glory to God, good God Almighty. He was talking to him about some things. And let's read on verse 5. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elijah restored to life. Now, don't you know, amen, he was looking, amen, kind of crazy, saying, okay, this is the dead boy that he brought back to life. Glory to God. My God, even the son was asking for the land back. Glory to God. See, you got to go in, amen. Sometimes you got to just really just get ugly with it, you know. That's what I always say, just get ugly with it. It don't matter. Nobody has to know what you're telling the Lord but you and the Lord. Glory to God. It don't matter. But sometimes you just have to get down, amen, ugly, cry a little bit, amen, hallelujah, sling a little spit, hallelujah, but let them know you mean business. You ain't got time to be playing around, because we in a season now where we're going to have to really roll out, amen, roll over and roll out of our comfort zone and begin to go before the Lord and, amen, shut the phone down and shut the TV down and shut the people out. Glory to God. Because you want to get what you want from the Lord. You want to get it and you want it now. You're going to have to learn, amen, how to go before him, go before the throne room of grace, proclaiming and decreeing, hallelujah, my God, decreeing that you're going to get everything that you lost back, decreeing, Lord God, that, Lord, everything, Lord God, that they took from me, Lord God, I want it all back. I said, Lord, I don't want part of it. I want it all back. He said, you want it all? I said, I want it all. Everything that they took, I want it back, every bit of it, glory to God. We're in that season now where you're going to have to pray for your children, and you're going to have to stand and pray and stand strong. You know, it's okay. You say, well, Lord, bless my children, Lord, and keep them safe, Lord, you know, in Jesus' name, amen. I said, no, I said, devil, you can't have my children. You can't have my family. You can't have my stuff. You can't have nothing. You can't have my health. You can't have my strength. Ain't nothing you can have. I give you nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're going to have to take your hands off every bit of it. Even my health. Hallelujah. Because my health is going to raise back up and it's going to be strong in the Lord, because you can't work sick in the name of Jesus. He said he will build me up where I'm weak. Hallelujah. Where I'm torn down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I come against every trick that you're trying to pull on this day. It won't happen in the name of Jesus. So you got to learn. But you pray it your own way. I know you can't pray it my way, but I'm just giving you some examples. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you need somebody to pray with you, holler. Glory to God. Let's move on. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left and the land even until now. You see what he's saying? He said, give it all back to her, everything. Give her the house, the land, the cars, the money, the husband. Give it all back to her. Don't hold nothing back from her. Glory to God. He appointed one of his soldiers to go ahead, give it all back. Don't hold nothing back from her. Because you know what? He didn't want to have to tangle with Elijah, knowing that he had raised somebody up from the dead. He said, this is a true woman of God right here, and here go the son right here. I'm not finna tangle with that. You know, some people holler, you know, they are false prophets, they are false this, that. Yes, they are false prophets, but the Bible speaks of that. Yes, it is. But they're every prophet ain't false. So don't always stick your mind, let your mind stick in that place that are the There's a false prophet. Hallelujah. There are other false people too. You know, right now they're talking about all the scammers are out. They're trying to get some of y'all stimulus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now he's talking about that. Hallelujah. Because I got a call and they was talking. I said, hold up, wait a minute. I said, I don't know her and I'm not her. Okay? And I hung up. Glory to God. But they're trying to get all kinds of ways, health insurance and scamming people and just a whole lot of stuff. So, yes. So there are false everything. So be aware of that, yes. But don't always get stuck on false prophets. Glory to God. God has some real people. Everybody ain't a false person. It ain't a false pastor. It ain't a false teacher. That's why he tells you to read your word. Read your Bible daily so you'll know. Hallelujah. I hope y'all are following along with me to know the word that I'm preaching here. Glory to God. That's how you know. If they stick to this word of God, then you know who they are. Hallelujah. But that's why it's so important to read your Bible, to turn off the TV and meditate on his word day and night, he says, so you can have success. Where you want success at? You want success in your life. You want your prayer, amen, to be heard. You want your prayer needs to be met, glory to God. You want your family to be saved. You want them brought out of darkness into his marvelous light, glory to God. You want to get a new job, then glory to God. You stick with it and continue to pray and contend to the faith that lies within you, because he gave everybody the faith the size of a mustard seed, glory to God. But you got to learn how to activate it. You got to activate it. Get up and do something. Don't just sit there. Read it. Get up and go. Hallelujah. If you don't ever look for a job on the computer or everything, because that's mostly what everything is going to now. They've just about cut off the paper applications. Let me help y'all out. Amen. You can do that. Go on the computer. Look for a job. Glory to God. And you know he'll help you. And don't feel if it's a job that you know that you don't want and you're just filling out after, don't do it. You go for the job that you really want, the job that you want. Hallelujah. And you know it ain't paying but $8 an hour. You know you don't want that job paying no $8 an hour. Don't fill that out. Hallelujah. Because God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think about. Glory to God. Now, I understand if it's someone who's starting out in this $8 an hour job, yes. Hallelujah. Take it by all means. And flipping a hamburger ain't bad if you ain't had a job. That's good. That's a good starting place. But you don't have to stay there. Hallelujah. Because he said, come as you are into the kingdom of God, but you don't get to stay there. So that means if you're going on a job, glory to God, and this is your first job, then yes, you go to that job, but you strive to do better. Glory to God. Always strive to do better. Don't stay where you are. Don't let them put you in a bubble where you think you got to stay there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, and we still in the word, amen. I remember, amen, when I was in school, amen, I was in high school, glory to God. And this teacher told me, so you know what, you're never going to be nothing. You ain't going to never do nothing, and you ain't going to never be nothing. Guess what I told him? I said, you watch my smoke, glory to God. I said, just watch my smoke, hallelujah, glory to God. I said, I'm not a chimney, but watch my smoke, glory to God. So I went on, amen, I got 3 degrees. I never talk about it. I got 3 degrees. Them degrees is nothing without God, glory to God. But you see, all that they spoke against me, I came against them, and look what I proved, hallelujah. And that's what I'm talking about. Let's move on. Let's move to 7, verse 7. And Elijah came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God has come hither. So they were letting them know, you know, the man of God, the true prophet of God, he's in town. So what do you want us to do? Glory to God. He came to town. All right, let's move on to 8. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thine hand and go meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? So he told him, he said, go and ask him. Hazael, go ask him, am I going to recover from this disease? Glory to God. You know, understand, hallelujah. Yes, a prophet can tell you certain things, and God prophesied in parts too also. Glory to God, yes. And you see, he knew he was a mighty man of God. If he healed his woman, he had to give her everything, her land back, amen, a cow, chicken, a duck, goose, geese, everything, hallelujah. The wagon, the donkey, amen, that just can't make it, he had to give it all back, whether he was crippled or not. He gave it all back to her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, he was a mighty man of God. So listen, let me help you out. Don't put your mouth on God's people. Hallelujah. Be careful about that. Because, you know, there's something that will come upon you when you put your mouth on God's people. You're cursed with a curse. So be careful about putting your mouth on God's people. Even though you know, say, well, Lord, I just go sometimes, I say, okay, and just keep it moving. Because it ain't for me. I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge or the jury. So, you know, God will judge them. Hallelujah. They will be judged by him, not me. Because you want to make sure you're keeping yourself straight in this season. Because you're going to need all you can get. Because right now, people say we're in a famine. But you know what? Amen. It ain't really happened just yet. Hallelujah. Yes, a lot of things are jacked up, prices jacked up, but it ain't full force yet. Amen. But when it come there, you ain't got to worry about it. Because he said he gonna take care of the righteous, glory to God. He said, many of the affliction of the righteous. He said, but I shall deliver them out of them all. So when you know that word, then you can say, Lord, you said you'll deliver me out of this, out of them all. So Lord, I need your deliverance, glory to God. You ain't gonna lack for nothing, but you gotta learn how to hold on with all you got, no matter what it looked like. Just throw your hands up and say, God, I give it to you, because ain't nothing I can do with it. Glory to God. A lot of times people will think you are kind of crazy, but that's okay. It's okay. Do what you do. Amen. In the privacy of your home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because sometimes you can go in stores and people will be praising God. Hallelujah. I know I go in there. In my complex, amen, where I live, and there's this elderly lady, and she's out sitting on a porch, and she has the Bible, and she's just reading her word, amen, away. And sometimes she'll be singing. I say, oh, my God, just listen at that. That's what I'm talking about. See, glory to God. She ain't no shame in her game. You know, when anybody come by, hallelujah, then they just hear her reading her word. She's reading it out loud. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's hearing it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in order to hear the word of God, yes, some people read it silently, but it's good when you can, amen, read it out loud and you'll hear it. Hallelujah. And that's how your faith, amen, will grow, because you're hearing it. Glory to God. Let's move on. So Hazel went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Demarcus, 40 camel burden, and came and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? Okay, he sent him to go and ask him, would he recover from this disease? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he took some good stuff with him. Amen. Understand, you're not supposed to come before the prophet, amen, without giving him a reward, something, you know. Amen. Whatever you think, amen. Now, look, you know you can't give him no chicken. Go, what they going to do with it? Glory to God. I guess they'll have it for later on. They go kill it, right, and clean it and everything, clean it up. Glory to God. Have mercy. All right now. Hallelujah. But, amen, you give them something. I remember, amen, I tell how many testimonies, and I give them between, you know, the different words, because I know how important it is. We're overcomers by our testimony. We want other people to know. There was this prophet that came to town. Glory to God. She was a mighty woman of God, a true woman of God. Amen. Because, amen, you know them. You really will know them. Glory to God. Hallelujah, by the fruit, hallelujah. And she came to this church many, many times. So I couldn't really get to her, hallelujah. I couldn't get to her because so many people, amen, were there. But I had her Bible. And you know what I did? Amen. I put the money in her Bible, glory to God. I did. I put the money in her Bible. I ain't thought no more about it. And I know she found it, amen, because I personally put it in her hand. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, that night, the next night, amen, I got ready to pull out of a parking lot, and in my blind spot, amen, was another car. So I backed into the other car, glory to God. And you know what, amen, yes, I had insurance and all that, amen, glory, yes, praise God, hallelujah, my God. And I backed into this person, and what happened was, now listen, God detained this person. He used me because he knew I had my insurance and everything was intact. He didn't use anyone that was going to be grieving about, you know, like, oh, Lord, I done backed into somebody and I done hit him. The car, I didn't see the car. But when I backed into the car, this guy was supposed to give this woman a word, and he didn't give it to her. So God detained him, glory to God. Nobody got hurt because he wasn't in the car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He detained him. And then he said, you know what? He said, what happened? Amen. God detained me because I was supposed to give you a word. She said, that's why that accident happened and nobody got hurt. So he detained him so he can go back in there and give that woman her word. Glory to God. She was a prophet, but God had a word that he wanted him to give to her. And he didn't do it. He walked out, amen, but he didn't do it. He walked outside. He didn't ever get in the car. Hallelujah. And so God used that, amen. What his enemy meant for bad, God turned it around and made it good. So, you know, my insurance fixed this car, no problem. It was a wrap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, go say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. How about the Lord has showed me that he shall surely die. Now, what he was saying here, he was going to recover from the disease. Yes, he was. But he was going to still die. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? He was definitely going to recover from the disease, but he was going to surely die. Let's read verse 11, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And he settled his contingent steadfastly until he was ashamed. And the man of God wept. See, Elijah wept after he saw what was to come. He said, yeah, he's going to recover from the disease. That ain't what he's going to die from. He was going to recover from the disease, but yet he was going to still die. Let's see what's going to happen here. And Hazael said, why weepest, my lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children and rip, hallelujah, up their women with child. You see, he was saying, yes, he's going to recover, but you are the one going to take him out. Hallelujah. And the man of God saw that. So, you know, when a prophet releases things in your life, understand, sometimes they're nice and sometimes they're not. You know, I mean, you have to do what you got to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he will give us a way to say it, you know, and where it won't come and hurt you. Hallelujah. Because God is not like that. He don't do anything that's going to shame you or hurt you. Glory to God. No, he's not. He's a gentleman. He's not going to do that. Hallelujah. But he will if he tell you, you know, this is sin and you need to stop. Then he'll bring it out to open shame. Yes, he'll do that. But he's not going to embarrass you. No, he's not. Glory to God. And he'll tell him to whisper in your ear or, you know, call him on the phone and tell him. And you tell him like this, you know. And I remember there was someone I had to tell. I said, okay, listen. I said, God is calling you to be a pastor. Oh, my God, did I get it for that one? Hallelujah. But I knew that he was because he told me to tell him, and I did it. I told him what he told me. And, oh, my God, well, that. They kept on, amen, just constantly, even going on social media saying this, that, that. But guess what? I couldn't worry about all this. Only thing I was to do was what he told me to do. Hallelujah. So Elijah, amen, he felt bad because, you know, after he saw what he was going to do, amen, to the children of Israel, he saw what he was going to do. He said, yes, he's going to live, but he's going to surely die. And when a prophet comes to you, it's not to embarrass you. It's to help you. You know, prophecies are to build you and help build your faith. In this season, you need to build up your faith. One came to me and told me 2 years, amen, you know, God has a set time and there were things that were getting ready to happen. And she was saying, he's preparing you, sister. He's preparing you. And she kept telling me that. Glory to God. I said, okay. And when it finally happened, I understood then what she was talking about. Glory to God. So you have to remember, when prophecy comes, you hold on. You write it down. If you don't believe, write it down, amen, put it on the shelf, hallelujah. But go back and look at it every now and then when it happens, you'll do what? Say, okay, this is what they said, and it happened, hallelujah. Because you don't want to give up, amen, on something God got for you. I know I told someone, amen, I said, okay, listen, this is your business. This is what's going to happen. I'm telling you now so you can prepare yourself for it. You don't want to wait, you know, like my pastor said, you don't be fizzing to get ready. You've got to be ready. So I said, you've got to be ready when this comes. You don't want to have to wait and then get people, amen, that you need to do this, do that. I said, no, you start now so you got everybody in place. So when it hits, amen, you'll be ready to do whatever you need to do. Go ahead and get this crew over here working. Get this crew working. You got this crew working. And go ahead and have them all working. Glory to God. And then you won't be so stressed out. I said, don't wait till it happens. I said, because then you're going to be in a mess. You need to go ahead and prepare now. I said, because it's coming. Glory to God. It's coming. Let's move on. And Hazael said, but what is thou serving a dog that he should do this great thing? And Elijah answered, the Lord has showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. See, God had already showed him, amen, that he was going to be king over Syria because it was in his heart. Hallelujah. It was in his heart. See, that's what he was going to do. He was going to do some crazy, crazy stuff. Hallelujah. You know, and Elijah cried because he saw everything that he was going to do. And it wasn't going to be good either, because it was in his heart. So he departed from Elijah and came to his master, who said to him, what said Elijah to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou shouldest surely recover. Now look at here. He didn't tell him the whole story. He didn't tell him the whole story. Mm-mm. He just told him amen, that he's going to recover. He didn't tell him that. He said, I'm going to kill you, amen, and I'm going to be, amen, king over Syria. He didn't tell him that. He just told him part. You see, he just told him part of what he wanted him to know. Let's see what happened. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it on his face so that he died and Hazael reigned in his stead. You see what he did? He took a thick cloth and dipped it in some water and put it over his face and killed him. Glory to God. So he can become king. Now, you see, amen, when a prophet sees something like that, don't think they happy to see it, amen, because some stuff you don't want to see. But listen, if one comes to you and tell you something, listen. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I got it. I know. Understand, yes, you know, prophets come to give you confirmation also that things are to come and things that will happen. Hallelujah. So listen up. Don't back them down now. Listen. All you got to do, write it down. So you know what this prophet told me? Write it down. Glory to God. I remember I told this one person, I said, you're going to get 5 envelopes. You're going to get 5 envelopes. And they asked me, well, what's in them? Well, you know what? God didn't tell me all that. He said, you're going to get 5 envelopes, whatever way it comes. And the way they got the 5 envelopes, and it was money, cards, and different stuff. Gift cards and all of them, but they got all 5 of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to be careful. Just, you know, when it comes, just receive it. You know it. Just receive it. If it ain't no sin in it, receive it. Glory to God. And that's what you got to do. And look right here. When he told him that's what was going to happen, and he didn't, well, I wonder how did he know that? Well, God showed it to him. And that's why he cried, because he knew he wasn't going to do nothing good. He was going to go ahead and he was going to kill women and children. He didn't care who it was. He was just going to take them out. And that's why Elijah wept. Hallelujah. So everything that a prophet tells you, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, they do have some remorse about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he dipped the cloth in the water and put it over his face, and he killed him and became king. So be careful about that thing. Glory to God. You know, they can read. I know people saying, well, don't scare them. No, I'm not scaring you. We're just telling you, amen, the facts of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's good to have prophets in your life. You know, it's good to have apostles in your life. It's good to have people in your life that you know that you know that you know that can help you, that can pray for you. It's good to have an elder in your life, glory to God, that can see stuff coming. Hallelujah. Call you up and tell you, amen, glory to God. It's good to have people around you, hallelujah, ministers that can say, well, you know what? The Lord showed me this. And, you know, we're going to pray about it, amen. Hallelujah. So it won't, when this thing come up on you, it won't be as bad as it should be and as bad as I dreamed it. Glory to God. It's good to have people around you, glory to God, like Elijah, that can tell you what things are to come. And these are the things to look out. Look out for those who are coming and say they are of God. Glory to God. That's why it's important to read your word and know, because Elijah was a mighty man of God, and he saw through his heart to what he was going to do to the children. He saw through this man, amen, that he was going to kill him after the Lord God was going to heal him. Oh, my God, and raise him up. Oh, my God. You just think about Elijah, how he had healed the young boy, amen. And, you know, the woman of God, she stood right there by him, and she knew, amen, that he was a mighty man because he had raised the sword up and healed, amen, him, glory to God. And then I'm not going to listen at what he said. Now, when he told me it was time to go. It was time to go. Do you imagine she took some of her family with her, her family and her household, and then she probably told some others, you know, just think about it. He'll pull one out to save their whole household. Glory to God, my God. You know, sometimes people don't really believe, amen, but what he'll do, he'll take that one out that done been through, amen, all everything, good God almighty, done had troubles all in their life and all throughout their lifetime, to raise them up, to go back, amen, and pull their other family up and let them know know, you know, God loves you and he wants you saved and serving him, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, he'll pull that one out that believe, that actually believe, hallelujah, glory to God. And don't have doubt on the inside that Jesus is Lord, glory to God. And don't have no doubt that he can heal you and set you free. My God, he'll pull that one out, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's been studying his word and seek more of him and want more of him. Hallelujah. My God, don't you know? Don't you know he will? He'll pull them out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. He'll pull that one out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That will help you. That want to see you saved, that want to see you doing good, want to see you doing everything that God wants you to do. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, we're in a time now where we have to live that holy lifestyle of living. If you don't know what that is, go look it up and ask the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will tell you. Hallelujah. Because you want your prayers answered. You don't want nothing to hinder your prayers. Glory to God. You want to make sure every prayer need, hallelujah, that you have, everything that you set up, that it goes straight up to heaven. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I'm going to reiterate, amen. I don't want you to miss out on what's coming up next, amen. Ministry Elaine Jackson, The Heart Reflections, hallelujah. The book that she's written, hallelujah. She is an author, so I want you to get that book, hallelujah. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Go over and purchase her book, The Heart Reflections. Hallelujah. And she is also, she will help you, amen, glory to God, for a fee, I must add. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So I want you to go over, amen, and purchase a book. Because it's an awesome read, my God. Go before they are all gone. And then you say, well, where are they? All gone, because you waited too long. Don't wait too long. Go over and purchase it now. And don't forget, amen, tune in to her show that's coming up after this. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and you can hear her show. Amen. Hallelujah. That's coming up next. And I want to encourage you to listen to Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord. And I encourage you to listen on Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Faith come by hearing. Awesome, awesome. Hallelujah. The prayers is just exceptional, just awesome. So I want you to tune in on Saturday and hear her. Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. Every Sunday, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Become a partner for $25 or more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that ain't much. That's not much. You probably spend $25 when you eat one meal sometimes, you know. Glory to God. If you go and have a sit-down meal, yeah, what you going to do? You got to tip the waitress. Now, come on, don't y'all get stingy and don't tip these people. This is how they make their money. So don't draw back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't draw back. Tip them anyway. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I'm going to go ahead, amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord, all the sins that I have thought, Lord God, and everything that I have done against you. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I repent right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get into a Bible study where you can study the word of God. Always read it. Amen. And if you don't understand it, write it down. Look it up. Ask somebody who knows. Don't just leave confused. Hallelujah. Start reading your word. Amen. It's good to read. Amen. In the New Testament, start there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't be confused. Amen. Don't ever leave, a church confused. If it's something you don't know, amen, don't worry about who's around you or whatever, what they're saying. They've been there a long time. They understand it, but some of them ain't living none of it. So don't worry about that. You just make sure that you get what you get. Hallelujah. And what you need. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead on. I'm going to get a benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next week. Be safe.